A manager in charge of private equity investment with the Export Development Investment and Agriculture Fund, EDIF, Abdulbaki Kadri, says a financial package has been put in place to assist graduates to venture into agribusiness. The package, called Graduate Enterprise Development Initiative, is open to graduates from SHS and tertiary institutions who are interested in agribusiness. Speaking to Radio Ghana's George Anker on the sidelines of a youth policy dialogue organized by African Youth Network for Agricultural Transformation, Mr. Kadri said an individual can access a grant of 10,000 Ghana cedis for a project. In addition, there are other credit facilities which attract only 12.5% interest.
I'm actually working for EDIF, Export Development and Agriculture Industrial Fund.
What are some of the packages you have for the youth who want to go into agriculture?
Actually, we have a number of facilities. One, we have the program called GD, that is Graduate Enterprise Development Initiative. And this GD is meant for graduates who are looking at taking self-employment, and they can access facilities of up to 100,000 Ghana cedis to start businesses. And we are not only providing facility, but we give them hand-holding or nurturing kind of support through University of Cape Coast. They will give them all the necessary training and business support apart from the finances so that they can be mentored to succeed. In addition, we have other range of credit facilities, free facility. We also have a normal credit that attracts interest at 12.5%, but that one, they will pass it through a bank. We also provide equity funding, whereby we become partners with the youth. I mean, if they have their business or going alone become difficult, we can partner with them. They will become co-owners of that business. But we do not expect to stay with that company for a long time. Maybe after 5-7 years, we can exit and the person will continue his business. By which time, we would have helped him to set up the necessary management structures and everything. Succeed.
If you say you have additional facilities, can you explain what these facilities are?
Basically, our facilities are three kind of facility window. We have credit. Under the credit, they are subdivided into two. We have the normal credit and we have interest-free credit. The normal credit, you have to pass it to a bank. The bank will do the appraisal and submit it to us. Then we approve and give the money to the bank. The bank will give to you. So the bank becomes a guarantor for you, and the interest you pay on it is 12.5%, which is far lower than any interest you get in the country currently. And we have also realized that sometimes people are not able to facilitate, not because they lack collateral to enable them to access funding. So when we people like that, we give them interest-free facilities, which amounts quite low. I mean, and we do not expect that they provide collateral before they take the facility. But whatever they use our money to buy, then we take it as collateral. Unlike a normal bank, people, they expect you to bring land or property before they give you. We will give you and ensure that what you are buying with is held as collateral. Then again, we have a grant facility. The grant normally meant for associations and non-profit making institutions. When we give such funding to them, it is to help them undertake things like capacity building, product development, anything that can make their product competitive. Because sometimes you may fail because you don't have the necessary market intelligence. So we give grants to support that. Then we also provide equity. This equity is just an investment that we put in as shareholders together with you. Then we manage. When we feel that you are ready to manage your own business, then we ask you to pay us what we have invested. And if you are not able, then we can take it to the stock market and offload our shares onto the stock market. These are the three facilities we have.
Are you just limiting it to graduates from the tertiary institution? I'm talking about the universities, or you're looking at the youth who want to go into agriculture in particular?
Actually, we are targeting people from the SS level and beyond. Once you are graduated from the SS or the polytechnics or the universities, and you have the desire to go into self-employment, then you can qualify for that support. And once we give you, we do not limit it only to funding. We make sure that the necessary training, skill development, everything, even market explorers to help you.
So the funds are lying down there and you are expecting the youth to come. Are they coming at all?
What we do is that around February, we normally send an invitation, a call for proposal, so that people would apply. So any person who applies with your business, we call them together through our implementing partner, that is KECOS, to take them through a business plan. They would have applied together with their business plan, but we will still give them some training after we teach them how to write proper, and we ask them to rewrite it based on the training we have with them. There we do the same. So once we select you, we mentor you.
Organizations and partners such as the African Agribusiness Incubators Network, who are also at the Youth Policy Dialogue, have called for a realignment of education and training to fit into the new business and industrial paradigm. This new trend has the capacity to ensure job creation and economic transformation. The director in charge of partnership and communications of the network, Mary Njiu Thiong'o, spoke about what policymakers need to do urgently to make agriculture the real backbone of Ghana's economy.
African Agribusiness Incubation Network is a membership organization where we have members from data, fraternity, and other actors across the agribusiness value chain being members of the network. So we offer a number of services. We offer mentorship services. We offer coaching services. We have an agribusiness incubation fund that is for access to small-scale incubators and other startup in incubation business. We also offer technical support for those who are willing to start agribusiness incubators. We give them the technical capacity to do that. And we also do conferences and setting up information sharing platforms, among other services.
So for how long have you been in Ghana, and what will you say you have achieved in your initiative?
We have been doing agribusiness incubation for the last 4 years. But initially, we were a project under FARA known as UniBrain, which has now transformed into the Agribusiness Incubators Network. So the business of incubation, we've done it for 4 years.
What will you say are some of your achievements, and if we should tie it to the recommendations that you were making, you realize that there's a mismatch between curriculum and industry, and so you were suggesting that industry should get closer to the academia so that they can fashion educational training policies in such a way that the youth could be empowered to go into agribusiness for transformation.
Yeah, that is actually, that was the gist about agribusiness education and alignment to industry needs. However, what our objectives have been, one of them is to commercialize technology and innovation coming from agriculture research. And that is what we have been doing under the incubation program, to commercialize technologies and innovations. And that way, we are able to create jobs and wealth for the young people across different agricultural value chains. Our core interest and business with the youth is that we are able to create a platform and opportunity where they can get technologies from research institutions, from universities that are agro-based, so that they can go into agro-processing, where they can create jobs and where there is higher return on whatever activities they engage in. And then the second one is the issue with agribusiness education, trying to ensure that agribusiness education is aligned to the needs of the industry. And that is where we have come up with our partners with a curriculum that runs from certificate level to bachelor's, master's, PhD, and for agribusiness, which is speaking to the needs of the industry. And that is, we are now able to ensure that graduates getting out of the education system are relevant to the opportunities and gaps within the private sector that is dealing with agriculture and agribusinesses.